Well, hey, folks, we are opening up our inbox, which is comprised of listener questions directly from you. And I have one of our counselors, Harry Pearson, here to answer today's question. So welcome, Harry. Great to
Thank
have you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
my great pleasure to be here.
Okay, well, we have a guy here who has a really interesting question, so I'll be interested to hear what you have to say. He says, I'm a 21-year-old Canadian man who's single and planning to join the infantry soon. My question is, would you consider dating while I'm in the military, a selfish thing to do? My job will have a strong potential for death, periodic moves, and my absence when on deployment. I just don't see how it would be fair for anyone to put up with that. I have a strong desire to have a Christ-centered marriage, but am unsure whether or not I should stop dating until after I retire from the military.
Well, being a military person is very challenging in every way. And if he's going to be in combat and that kind of thing, those are valid considerations. I commend this person for thinking this way. When I deal with military personnel, one of the main things that I try to focus on with them is their individual health, psychological, emotional, relational health, their ability to be a healthy individual and have healthy relationships. So, if that is the case, if someone is a Christian and working on their healthiness in Christ and their connectedness with Him, then dating is fine, depending on how you are defining dating. That can be many different things. For a Christ-centered Christian individual, dating is involving self-respect and respect of another person, becoming friends with them, becoming acquainted with them. Very limited as far as romance and those kinds of things, especially with military people. And you want to connect with another person who is also trying to be a healthy individual in Christ. And then, of course, this can just be a friendship. Friendships are fine. If you're looking for marriage, I can't tell you when to get married, when not to get married. There have been many military personnel throughout history who have had wonderful, healthy marriages. You might recall the movie We Were Soldiers. That commanding officer was a man of faith and had a wonderful family and marriage and had a long career in the military and was in extensive combat situations. So it can be done. It definitely can be done. It just depends on the individual and then the woman, the partner that you are with, that you're both pursuing healthiness in Christ, that you're both very much aware of what the military life is about and what combat is about, and that you are taking care of yourself and getting the help that you need if you need help after combat.
Yeah. Yeah, good points. It's just interesting to me as I read this. The one thing I would add is, you know, again, I would caution this guy just to realize that ultimately it comes down to trusting God in the situation and realizing, you know, to not err on the side of wanting to control the entire situation, because he could get married, he could go into the infantry, he could not die, he could have a wonderful career and have, and so don't limit a woman who may want to sign up for that story and may want to fall in love with you. Don't, you know, try to put motives in her heart or whatever, and just see what God does and be open to it. And if God chooses to keep you single while you serve, then that's certainly His design. And but if a woman is meant to enter the picture, be open to that and don't try to write the story many chapters down the road when you don't know what'll happen. But good insights, Harry. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, folks, that's it for this week's show. Do write to us at editor@boundless.org with your question for a future show if you'd like us to answer it. Also, pop over to the site so you can read this week's articles and blog posts and everything else we have going on, and weigh in on the blog as well. We will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.